The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, this is going to be great. We've got Mike Ponticelli. He's the Vice President of Sales and co-founder of BizNow. I'm going to ask him if there really was a person named BizNow, because I know the answer. We're going to talk about media trends in the real estate industry, marketing yourself, and gosh darn it, what's BizNow doing in Miami? So welcome to the show, Mike.
Jim, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
So there really was a Mr. BizNow, because I always thought it was Business Now. I thought it was the greatest.
We have a lot of funny jokes that Mark BizNow used to make about that, actually. He would say that if his last name was Plumber, we'd be in different business.
You'd be up to your arms in it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Now, there you go. Wanda's in charge of making us sound good. Go right ahead.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Thanks, so it's our pleasure. Thank Wanda. So, Mike, what gave you the idea? You were a co-founder of BizNow. What does that mean?
Well, Mark BizNow was putting out a free subscription email newsletter in the Washington, D.C. area starting in about 2005.
High five to my friend Trevor Veter for telling me all about that.
You're an early adopter?
No, Trevor was. He works at CBRE up there in Trammell Crow.
Okay.
So I knew all about it. He said, Jim, you should check this out.
It was really viral. 2005, 2008, it was pretty viral. But that was back when people were still using the BlackBerry, that old BlackBerry that looked like a waffle.
And that's why you needed to do a newsletter.
That's why we needed a digital email newsletter that was picture heavy, because nobody had mobile devices that could load those. We thought it was a good idea. The New York Times didn't have an email newsletter until much later, and we were doing email newsletters before the iPhone came out, before you could get those things in your pocket, and we feel like we were ahead of the curve.
It's interesting because the email newsletter is now the new form of social media. They say that it's the best way to control your content and get it to your people. I was just reading that today. I need a new life. I read way too much stuff.
Well, we were doing picture-heavy, people-focused, and pithy email newsletters about real estate professionals starting in 2008 when we really started to dial into real estate. We say that we were people-focused before Facebook, picture-heavy before Instagram, and short form and pithy before Twitter.
You actually really were. It was a real innovation to the whole business event and communication and marketing genre. I was actually talking to the station manager about how great you guys were today. I'm hoping he's listening. If he's not, I'm going to be sending him this interview. But then you came to Florida and invaded my space and have done an absolutely fabulous job of penetrating the market and generating events. Yesterday was standing room only. You weren't there.
I understand. Yeah, Jim, I was actually doing another one of our events. We'll do 340 this year.
Wow.
But I have to tell you, very genuinely, every single person who has mentioned that you are a part of our events, that you personally attend our events, speaks about your name in such reverence. Very truly, you have some genuine shake in the streets. So I'm honored to be here.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. You'd miss it, Wanda.
Shake in the streets?
You like that, huh?
I like that.
You like that, huh? See, Wanda keeps me current. Wanda keeps me current. Thank you so much. I'm blushing on the radio. Can people hear me blushing? I think they can. Well, listen, Mike, I really appreciate that. It's been really good working with you and your team, too. What I've found is that it's really a great opportunity for people to come in and cross-market. And there's a group of people that I say is on the caravan, the sponsors. We go to everything.
Yeah.
But the attendees change depending on what the event is about. It's a really good way for people to reach a whole variety of different practitioners in the real estate space. It's one of the few things that goes across silos.
What we feel, and we're passionate about this, is that commercial real estate, it does connect everybody, and that that there's an appetite for gathering and convening and discussing what's going on in commercial real estate with great regularity. That this stuff is genuinely exciting, not only to real estate practitioners directly, but to a general business community everywhere that we operate. People have an interest in who's building that building across the street, what's going to happen with that parcel, what's the future of this part of the town where my business might be located. They want to understand these things, and it's fairly challenging as a general business person, not a commercial real estate person, to learn the vision for a submarket, for instance, by reading through regular news. You don't know, most people don't go to the local county's 10-year master plan, for instance, or familiarize themselves with future-facing zoning regulations or laws.
No, otherwise they wouldn't buy that condo next to the big condo going up.
Yes, yeah, 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 exactly.
Well, I just had to say it.
Yeah, what happened to my Buges?
Where did this traffic come from? It's not a flash mob. It's been building for 5 years. You just didn't read about it. And see, what I really like, and we're a little off topic, but what I really like is I like reading about the ideas from the other markets. Yeah. I love reading about the healthcare stuff from Dallas. I love reading the student housing report from LA. I love reading the retail report from the people in Chicago and then exporting the information. It's great stuff.
You know, it's really fascinating for a guy on the real estate finance side as well, like with some very notable exceptions. The biggest names in, for instance, South Florida might not be aware of who their parallel or their horizontal comparison might be in, say, Atlanta. Or Boston, for instance, people just do Boston stuff and aren't aware of a big capital provider, a big lender, a big broker, for instance, in Chicago. They're in completely different universes.
Shh, you're telling my secret.
So the times when we're able to take those kinds of things and do some cross-market exciting stuff, it's very well received.
The other thing that I found is that you hit topics that are timely, like in right now, opportunity zones, but you don't really overdo it so that you're beating people over the head. You hit these topics, oh, I'd say about once a year, once every 9 or 8 months or something, and you kind of go through a cycle. So it's all the information's fresh. The people are fresh. And I found that the service providers that I meet there, I do business with.
Well, thank you very much for that. The opportunity zone thing was us hitting the lottery. And if only the federal government were to release a new asset class of investment every year, your humble commercial real estate event producer would have a much easier time of it.
Well, we're happy to work with you on the cannabis event that you're going to have. We're happy to spin that one up. That's your next new real estate industry coming, and we're pretty down in the heart of that one.
We think very highly of that topic.
Well, I'll give him a shout out. I was out with my partner, Julian Okendo. We were at the county just today finding some locations for one of our clients. I'll just say it. Dosis, the group out of California, is one of our clients.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. They're here.
Huh.
Yeah, right. We'll talk about that off the air. We're looking for sites here in South Florida for cannabis. I've also been... well aware of what's going on in the agriculture and industrial space for cannabis. The interesting part is the financing part that's tough, but there's been a bill introduced in Congress to let the banks into the industry from the guys in Colorado introduced a bill just recently. So I think it's evolving. It's going to go through the country perhaps as fast as gay marriage did the change.
You know what, one of the many cool things to follow about cannabis as it pertains to real estate and general business is that there's this huge group of people that sharpened their teeth in the real estate industry in distressed and troubled assets from the recession 2008 to 2012 or 14, folks that were familiarizing themselves with flex industrial and other kinds of assets that were hit really hard, especially in the Midwest and Southern California. There was this huge tranche of real estate professionals that got really smart about how to reposition those assets. And then around 2012, 2014, economic conditions started turning back up. Market got a little bit better. And then this cannabis thing happened. And it was this intersection where you had these people that had this skill set around using and disposing of those assets and remonetizing those assets and repositioning them. And so they jumped right naturally into it. So it was two things. It was not only just that cannabis is kind of socially an interesting thing, but there's a lot of handy real estate professionals and practitioners who are familiar with distressed assets who are ready to jump into the asset class and get it going.
Yeah, my friend Paul Eisenberg moved when this all started happening. He moved to Colorado and was in there when the low-dough rents went from $5 to $50. And so I don't know that that's going to necessarily happen here. You see it roll out differently in all the different other places. But I think that you're going to have some good opportunities here. And then down the road, you'll have the government will put out their 7 to 10 tier one drug licenses. And you'll, in real estate parlance, upreit. In finance terms, you'll have reverse mergers. And there'll be winners and losers. That's my favorite term, winners and losers.
Well, in Washington, D.C., where I live, we just legalized sports gaming. Which is big business, for instance, in places like London, where it's ubiquitous. So it seems that America is friendly towards vice uses of commercial real estate, kind of generally, or things that would previously be called a vice use. maybe alternative use, lifestyle use, something like that.
It's a wellness use.
Wellness use. Okay, there we go. Okay, yeah, I will actually stand corrected.
It's wellness and technology.
Okay, I will accept that. But it's coming at the right time, right?
Yes.
We need to put more stuff into the street front.
Look, what really is happening is that we've got a lot of things coming together. This is a brand new industry, like solar power, wind power, all this other stuff. It's a brand new industry, which creates a lot of good opportunities for a lot of people that are interested in being in the lifestyle technology business, that don't want to be go to medical school forever and stuff like this. The people that I go to when I visit the dispensaries are informed and concerned and knowledgeable about the nuances of the medical cannabis. But now we're doing the wrong show. So tell me a little bit more about what BizNow has planned coming up.
Well, fortunately, email remains a very, very relevant way to sell tickets. We're going to continue to produce phenomenal real estate content. We're now the largest source of commercial real estate news in Ireland. We have a very large outfit in Dublin, as well as in London and Manchester in the United Kingdom.
Why say blimey? Is that like, was that a blimey?
I'm not knowledgeable enough to know blimey? If that's something...
I don't know. I say, wow. How about that?
Can.
Wow.
Jim,
how cool.
Jim, you know what you should do? You should set up your booth at one of our events, one of our commercial real estate events in Dublin.
Oh, I can't wait. That'd be great.
Yeah, and it's amazing that they're doing real estate stuff there and talking about real estate things and going about all the actions of commercial real estate just in this very heavily Irish-accented kind of manner.
Well, you kind of look like you'd fit in there, though.
Sorry,
I couldn't resist. It's radio, but if you look on Facebook, he looks just like he belongs there.
Well,
it's great.
I don't spend enough time in Miami to realize, I wasn't spending enough time down here to realize that beards aren't as popular here as they are in the Northeast.
We just signed Fitzpatrick. He's going to keep his beard. But the beards are okay. We have air conditioning now.
Yeah.
We have air conditioning.
I have this shade. I create shade for myself.
You're terrific. I'm having the best time here. Well, maybe, could you stick around? Because I don't think that Juan from the Marlins, he might have gotten sidetracked, and we're having a great time. So why don't you stick around? And Juan has got some great stuff we're going to talk about. Can we do that, Mike?
Sure thing.
All right. Well, Juan, you take it away. We'll play some music. If Juan doesn't call, Mike is going to be here. We're going to talk more real estate fun stuff. And I know you got some things up your sleeve too, Wanda. So back after this.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it. Like to hear it? Here you go.
Free your mind.
Women's History Month, in case you're wondering, all the women.
I'm not wondering. I'm thrilled with it.
All right.
Everything I go to now has a full women's breakout. I don't have a ticket usually, but I hear they're great events.
All righty.
You know, maybe we need to do a BizNow Women Only. You did. You did BizNow Women's Leaders.
We have done Power Women. We have done Women in Commercial Real Estate. We have a woman on every single commercial real estate event that we do.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to get back to that in a minute. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their Audi store up in Gainesville, and that's right down in Key West. They've got all their nameplates. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
Welcome to spring. Time to start thinking about fitting into your swimsuit. Maybe not right away, but maybe by summer? I mean, let's face it, you've been shoveling donuts and pizza, french fries and beer in your yapper since last fall. Your New Year's resolution to drop a few pounds died the second week of January, and you're up, what, 10, 15, 20 pounds? Oh, and don't forget about cleaning out your garage. Remember, you said you'd do it when spring comes. Well, guess what, Captain Procrastination? It's here. But you know what? March Madness is here, too, and so is spring break. So maybe blow off the gym and spring cleaning for another week or two. Oh, and then it's Easter, right? Oh, man, you are screwed. Have a nice spring, and bon appetit, doughboy.
On 880, The Biz.
We missed your best part. We were cross-talking, Wanda. We missed the bit. All right.
It's okay.
All right. Well, listen, please don't miss me at 305-573-7070. If you need real estate finance, don't call that number because I just gave the wrong one. The real number to call is 305-773-6300. That's right. Give me a call if I can help you with financing. I've been in the business for 35 years. Maybe you're looking at the one big purchase you make every 20 years, your home. Maybe the bank said you'd get financed and they found something in the end and they couldn't help you. I can help you. Maybe you have credit problems. Maybe you have other things that are going on. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right. The number really is 305-773-6300. That's what you call when you need help closing your loan or capitalizing your real estate deal. Or maybe you've owned a really cool piece of real estate for a long time and want to sell it for the maximized value. I do that too. That's right. I'm the guy that everybody's complaining about at Wynwood Yard. I'm the broker that sold it. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are here and we are back. We are talking biz now. We are talking biz now with Mike Ponticelli. He's the VP of Sales and the co-founder of BizNow. And what I was just saying, Mike, was that I love having fun. And what I noticed about your events is they're all about having fun. You got these fun comments. You got tongue-in-cheek emails you send. You got great music that you play. How'd you come up with that formula?
We thought before we were doing our thing that commercial real estate was pretty sexy. We thought it was a cool industry. We thought the people that did it were cool people.
No, were you wrong?
You know, we say, and or we hearken back to 2008. And like the idea in 2008 when we started doing what we're doing the way we do it now is that the idea of saying that software engineers in America would be celebritized would be a weird notion if you peeled back the layers. Like when I was a kid growing up, I wanted to be Cal Ripken. That's who I thought.
Oh, you grew up in Baltimore?
I'm from Baltimore, yeah, and I thought that that was a cool person.
Now she's from Baltimore, too. You nailed it.
Really?
Wow. You knocked the ball out of the park.
Yes, that's it. Oh. That's the love I'm feeling.
Oh, wow, unbelievable. I knew we had something.
You do.
But you know, the idea of saying, like, okay, so Mark Zuckerberg, for instance, like just to pick a name or
Trevor
Steve.
Was from Baltimore, too.
There's a lot of Baltimore people down in Miami, I think.
Well, Trevor works for D.C., but it's okay. Baltimore, that's because it gets cold up there. But continue. It's 95. No. They come down 95.
Yeah, you're right. It's just a one-stop shop. You just get there. You don't even have you can put
there
your
you
Tesla.
You can get on the news for being crazy.
You can put your Tesla on autopilot and be right down here.
Yeah, just 18, don't.
18-hour laser.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, as long as you're not driving into the sun, then you're going to have a problem with the radar. But anyway.
America celebritizes entrepreneurs now. Like, we think that business people are celebrities. We talk about them a lot. Like,
we got one that's the president.
A real estate guy's the president, for instance, yeah. But when we started the business, that wasn't really the case. I mean, we would peel back people like Mike Fascitelli, who was at, I think, the time, the CEO or the president of Vornado in New York City at the time. And we put 500 people into Cooper Union, I think in the very beginning of 2009, to see Mike Fascitelli and a panel of other people speak. We had Winston Fisher and some others. And people were like blown away. They were like, oh my God, how did you get this guy? Like, where does he go and what is he like?
People want to meet these people. They want to shake their hand. And that's what you provide. Yeah. Access.
We celebritized the real estate executive.
You did. And it's really a real thing, too, because in the business community, it is stratified. And there are people that if you can meet them, that you can help yourself move ahead by breaking through a level just by going to one of your meetings and meeting that person.
Yeah. I mean, when you drive around, you see these signs, you see these, you know, these logos, you see Related or CBRE or whatever. But sometimes I think you become disconnected with the amazing, incredible men and women that are behind those brands. And when you get them up there on stage, they really shine.
Yeah. Carlos, George, Arden, they're all terrific. And you really have done that. I know somebody else you got to build their celebrity too, but we'll talk about that when the show's over. I want to thank Mike Ponticelli, the vice president of sales and the co-founder of BizNow. He's teaching me something about marketing that I really enjoy in learning. And I'm learning it by observation. Observation. I'm watching you guys. They're tremendous.
Jim, thanks for having me on.
It's my absolute pleasure. We also had the guys on. We had Andres on. I want to thank Andres on. We had Clint Lovell on. We started the show with Chris Ferrante, who was brought to us by DJ Van Curen and Family Office Real Estate Magazine. Thank you so much for DJ. And I want to thank everybody for listening today. Remember, listen to us next week. We'll be on. We are South Florida's longest-running business talk show. I want to thank everybody that's been listening. I want to give a shout-out to our first responders. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Carlson Integrated. We co-brand with BizNow. That's right, Turkel Brands and the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. The people I want to thank the most are you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from on our integrated platform. High five to you, Carlson Integrated, of Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Our website keeps getting lots of hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be posted up on freedombusiness.com. And presently, this is Jim Fried for Freedom Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. Hey, remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Hey, Mill Creek, I'll see you at the Madera River House opening right after this. Wanda, the rest is yours.
We come to a tragic period in our nation when we equate dissent with disloyalty.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
You want free speech? Let's see you acknowledge a man whose words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours. You want to claim this land is the land of the free? Then the symbol of your country cannot just be a flag.
Almighty, we are free at last.
On 880, The Biz.